In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. I don't know whether you notice, but as you come into church, we purchase one of these unknown Tommy statues. Have you seen it? On a number of occasions, I've been out there late at night, and it's actually quite scared me. Who is this person in the garden? But it's a wonderful memorial that we bought from the Royal British Legion to remind us of those who have died in wars, particularly the First World War and Second World War, those people who were victims, who died, but they were unknown. Remember this, they were a son, a brother, a nephew, a cousin, a friend, but they were unknown. But wonderfully, as it says on all the inscriptions, if you read them, they were known to God. And ultimately in our life, as we come to remember today, to be put back together because of the discord of the world, that's what Remembrance Sunday is. We are put back together and healed. We remember especially those that were young who gave the ultimate sacrifice. If you go to Tynecot in Belgium, you see this amazingly illustrated. 12,000 graves, 8,000 of them unknown. And by the way, most of these people were young people. Suddenly they were called up. A lot of them volunteered, just called up. And many of them would never had a passport. Most of them would have never left their village. And suddenly they're in a foreign country. And as young teenagers, their lives were snuffed out. The ultimate sacrifice. Thinking too today about the Second World War, you might have watched Remembrance Service last night that came from the Albert Hall. Some veterans left there from the Second World War. Now those people are dying out because obviously, the Second World War was 80 years ago, so you have to be a very good age to still be alive. Veterans, probably about 8,000 who were left. Again, people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And the same is true today. Sadly, you thought maybe we've learned something. We're more intelligent. We can put a man on the moon. We have AI. We're in a very advanced technology. We have fabulous things that have come our way through our ability to learn and research and through medicine and science. But despite our advances, we struggle to get on with one another. And this very morning, the world is an unsafe place. Who would have ever thought, for example, that governments would have to spend far more money now on the need for armament and for defence, considering that supposedly we're so advanced? And it's a reminder that you and I have an ultimate fault with our own personality. We struggle to get on. We struggle to get on with our neighbour, with our community and our nation. And in one sense, the turmoil in our own country that we see daily and the things that come our way in the news is a reminder that there is something deeply wrong with the human condition. There's an old-fashioned word that we use and we call it sin. Because rather than choose good, we often choose bad. Rather than get on with our neighbour, we often move in a different direction. And so our society is fractured and fragmented, and ultimately it results in war. And in one sense, that's why poppies are wonderfully illustrative of this. It's a powerful, powerful symbol, because it reminds us at the heart of the human condition there's a darkness, a black center. That in order to redeem that condition, there has to have been a huge amount of bloodshed that results in new life and fresh life that comes, hopeful, from the sacrifice that has been made. So I would like to thank the children today, especially for coming to this service. You could have been in a dozen other places. Most of the children in our nation will be somewhere else today, but you're here. You could have played football. You could have stayed at home playing games. You could have maybe gone off on a journey somewhere, or gone to the park, or walked the dog. But you've come to church because you together with us want to find peace in our world. And if we don't find our peace through you, we won't find it through anybody else. It's got to come through the young, bottom up. So thank you for coming. And for those, by the way, today who've given up on the Christian faith here, have walked away from it and don't often come to church and maybe don't have any spiritual life of their own, let me, as a priest, invite you back. All of us need to deal with the problem of our own human condition and turn again to God. And it's through acts of remembrance like this we realize that we need something outside of ourselves to save us. We all need to be saved. So let me say, come home. Come back to God. Return. Through that process, all of us can be remade and remembered. We can find purpose and meaning to our life. You see, you cannot find it in money, in the accumulation of things, in career. Ultimately, the only place you find peace is by, first of all, finding your place in our world, because you are made for a purpose. You are a child of God. You too need to be remembered, put back together. So these are solemn moments, and thank you for coming. Amen.
Let us pray. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. We think especially of the ongoing war in the Ukraine. We pray for an end to that violence and war and a lasting peace. May reason prevail there. We also pray for the conflict in Gaza, that will ceasefire will hold and there'll be a restoration of that for those people, and aid will get through. And also we pray for other conflicts around the world, in Sudan, and we also pray against the violence against Christians in Nigeria. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered and known by God. We pray for those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering their family, their friends, and all who pray for their safe return. We pray for civilian women, children, and men whose lives have been disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatred of humanity. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free. We pray for all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. Pray especially for our government in this matter and for all the concerns of this nation. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we also pray for those who are ill, those in hospital, those who are in care homes, those who are chronically ill, and those who may be dying. We give thanks for those who are on the road to recovery. Pray that you will be very close to them and bring about that healing. Lord, we pray for those who have requested prayer requests and other needs. We pray for Earl Adams, Malcolm George, Melanie Louise, Emily Rockingham, Pam Story, Martin Vowles, and Angela Zadurian. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those who mourn, those who feel numb or crushed and are filled with the pain of grief at this time, whose strength may have gone. You know those who all are undergoing heartache and longing. We pray that you'll be near to them and teach them and us to fix our hope on you. We pray also for those who've recently died. We think of Lyndon's sister, and we pray also for Lee Heppelthwaite, who died just this Friday. And also, Lord, remember those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. May your light shine on them forever, and our lives are richer because of their memory. We think especially of Iris Bateman, Reginald Taylor, Reverend Elaine J. Garish, and Brian Hendrick. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So, Father, as we face this week ahead, help us to act as Christ and to be witnesses to those all around. May we, as children of the resurrection, live our lives to reflect your goodness and hope in the midst of a broken world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.